Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now it may be November. There's a howling wind outside. The wind had cut you in half. So I thought it was the perfect day to visit a gelato shop. So I'm here at Sunbear Gelato, right on Dawson Street. And the owner, David Hensey, is going to tell me all about this business. David, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Bobby. It's a pleasure.
Now, I know you're a man steeped in the refrigeration and ice cream equipment, but tell us firstly how Sunbear Gelato came about and what exactly you sell here.
So many years ago, I worked in Saudi Arabia and I worked for Carpegiani. They're a famous Italian manufacturer of machines. And we fitted out an ice cream laboratory for Crown Prince Abdullah at the time, in just outside Riyadh on his farm. And the results, every Thursday we used to go out to check out the gelato, and I knew it was amazing, something that nobody else had tasted. It was fantastic because it was in the milk and parlor, so it was directly made there. So when I came back, I always had the idea of setting up a gelateria, and obviously I sell the equipment to make gelato. So we got this shop 7 years ago, and it's been a journey, to say the least.
Tell me about, you know, when you look at Ireland and the variations in weather, will people buy gelato and ice cream and chill goods on a day like today, which is an awful day weather-wise?
So I feel in the last few years our culture has changed. People are drinking less alcohol, so that they still want their dessert or their sugar hit. So suddenly gelato is the new coffee as such. Years ago when the cappuccino came in, you know, people, what's this? But now it's gelato. So people go around checking out different gelaterias, and they love it. And pistachio obviously is the number one, where they go, oh, your pistachio is, it's more like a pint of Guinness now. They're going around checking out pistachio. But yeah, it's a lovely job to have as well.
And for those of us not as well informed as yourself, the actual difference between gelato and ice cream, maybe explain that to our listeners.
Okay, well, number one, I get my milk from Bonjabo out in North County Dublin, and they have a Jersey herd, so we have fresh milk here. We make the gelato with fresh milk. Industrial ice cream is more processed. With our ice cream, it's less fat, and the taste is just, it's more like drinking an instant coffee and an espresso. That's exactly where that's the way I look at it. So once your taste buds get used to something that's really good quality, that's what you want the next time again.
Walk us through the process of making gelato, if you would.
Yeah, so I sell the machines to make gelato, so I've no shortage of machines in the shop, but we get the fresh milk in. It's already pasteurized. It's non-homogenized, which means the cream is still in it, which makes a huge difference. Then we add sugar, a little bit of milk powder, and then a base, and then obviously a paste or a pasta, which they call it, which I get from Italy, which can be amaretto, pistachio, hazelnut, anything like that. We blend them all together, put it into the batch freezer. It goes down to -10, then into the blast freezer after we shape it first, and then into the blast freezer, into the holding freezer, and then it's ready for the display cabinet the next day. It lasts a few days, and the quality is there, but as it gets older, the quality drops, so you need to sell it as soon as possible.
Okay, even though it's held at what, -18?
It's held at -18 overnight. During the day, it's at -15, but we put it in, hence the holding freezer, to keep it preserved properly.
You mentioned about selling equipment, David, and that, you know, you really are an equipment guy, even though you've been working hard at this business and this franchise for the last 7 years. Tell me about technology and how it's changed. In my day, ice cream machines. They were complicated. There was a tremendous cleaning process, and they weren't maybe that user-friendly. Has all that changed?
That has changed totally. Now it's years ago, the Italians that came to the UK and Ireland, they had their laboratory in the back. Nobody got in there to see what was going on. Now it's a lot more open, but the machines are a lot more user-friendly and they're very easy to clean. Whereas years ago, you could spend hours greasing up rubbers, the whole lot, on a Carpigiani machine or a Whippy machine. So now it's very simple to do. There's a set system in place, so you don't have to be a gelato chef as such, but you do have to have an interest and a passion to make gelato. And if you have that, the customers will realize what you're doing and they will love it.
Maybe more recently, again in the equipment line, you were you're experimenting with it, well, maybe more than experimenting, but eclairs are something, choux pastry made on site is something that you're doing now. Choux pastry would have been the terror of many a pastry chef over the years because it's something that can go very easily wrong, but you seem to have a machine here that makes it accessible to every man.
So the last 4 years I've worked with RoboCream from Rimini in Italy, and I think at this stage I've mastered choux pastry. I've simplified it to make it this machine will make the whole process, and then you just bag it afterwards, and you have an oven underneath and it makes perfect choux pastry. It also makes all your custards as well, and it's an ideal way to get through the winter because suddenly you can do crumble and hot custard or hot cream if you want to call it, and you can do your chocolate eclairs as well, which are really, really unusually beautiful.
So is that the secret sauce then, that again, the weather being the dictator, that you run with gelato on the sunny, nice days, and then these eclairs and the custard-based pastries give you an alternative for when it's a bit colder?
It's actually, the last few weeks haven't been cold enough yet to do the custard and crumble in a big way. But as the temperature drops, it'll suddenly take off, and it's the opposite to gelato, which is a great way of getting through the winter for business people, especially when you have all the equipment sitting there and suddenly you can utilize it and make money and pay for your rent. You'll make money during the summer, but it's hanging on to that money during the winter is where you need to go.
So that you're not losing any money you've made over the summer in the winter. And again, it's been a challenge for many, I suppose, hospitality businesses, that, you know, you can only have one Christmas and then, you know, you lose it all in January, which is really a mug's game.
Well, I totally agree with you. That's really and truly what COVID did do in a good way was it allowed us, a lot of businesses close on Monday and Tuesday, especially in the pub business, where the profit that they made over the weekend was being eaten up on Monday and Tuesday. Now it's taken for granted that Monday and Tuesday is closed for a lot of businesses, which is great for them. Everybody gets a break. And during the summer, then you go back into a 7 day week. And this is what happens here and the UK. I speak to many restaurant owners in the UK and they tell me the same thing, that, you know, it gives them a great break. But especially for gelato, this is the way to go. It's crumble, custard and eclairs.
And where do you spot these trends? Obviously, you've got your finger on the pulse of maybe major trade shows across Europe, that kind of thing. Or do you travel to see various trends? Like, as you said yourself, the whole embracing of ice cream, gelato, and even to a lesser extent, or maybe even more, to more of an extent, patisserie. Like, the market has really changed.
The market has totally changed. As I said earlier on, people just want quality desserts and whatever it is. So I get my information from meeting hundreds of different people every week. I work in the UK every other week. I work with a company called the Chefs Forum, where we have dinner with. On Monday, we're going to be in Hope Street Hotel in Liverpool, and there'll be 30 chefs there. I'll sit down with many of them and we'll chat about different things, and we all pick up ideas from each other. I would imagine a lot of them pick up more ideas from me because I'm on the road all the time.
Well, look, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. Again, I've passed this gelateria on Dawson Street many times. I've always meant to pop in and say hello, and I'm glad I did today. So David Hennessy from Sunbear Gelato, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Bobby. It's been a real pleasure.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.